You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Dr. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast, where God is moving by His Spirit. Signs and wonders, oh, He's moving. Tell Him, move, oh God, in me. I want you to know today, amen, that God is blessing, God is delivering, God is setting free. Meet me tonight, amen. At 8 o'clock, I'll be doing the leaders training. Those of you that are leaders, come on and let God bless you. Learn how to be a leader because you need to be trained. Amen. And then Friday night, amen, praise the Lord, Minister Solomon Hayward will be speaking at 8 p.m. Come on out and be blessed. And then Sunday is pastoral day. I will be speaking. Not only that, but we'll be having our adults program. Amen. So adults, amen, if you want to come and be blessed on Sunday at 11:30. Amen. A.M. God has a miracle in store for you. God has a blessing with your name on it. I want you to go today with me to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Praise God. And it says, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciple came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, see, Jesus was teaching his disciple. Many of you need to be taught. You need to understand the power of God, the anointing of God. You need to understand what God wants you to do. Jesus was teaching them. Amen. Hallelujah. From the mountain, he was teaching them. And he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I want you to know that you got to be humble in spirit. That's what that word poor is letting you know. You got to be humble in spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're humble in spirit, amen, glory to God, you will have a part in the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. God has the kingdom of heaven, amen, and you're part of God's kingdom if you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. And if you're humble, God will bless you. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Many times you mourn about situation, but don't worry. God is going to comfort you. You have to go through something. You have to be tried. You have to be tested. Amen. Hallelujah. And it will cause you to mourn sometimes, but you will be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Praise God. The teachable. Those that will listen. Those that will learn. Blessed are you, for you shall inherit the earth. God wants you to get something in your life. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to understand about the cares of life and what it takes, amen, to live in this world. So, amen, God will bless you. You'll be happy, amen, if you're meek, if you're teachable, amen, and you will inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. God, I want you to know you're going to be filled. God is going to fill you up. God's going to fill your life. But you got to go after righteousness. You got to be, amen, hallelujah, have a hunger. God, I want you more than anything. I want you in my life. I'm crying out for you. I need you, amen. You got to be hungry and thirst after righteousness, not after sin, not after living in sin, walking in sin, amen, doing the things of the world, amen. Hallelujah. You got to do what God tell you to do. Blessed are the merciful, for you shall obtain mercy. God will give you mercy if you're merciful. But many of you are hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious. Oh, but if you come to Jesus, he'll set you free. If you come to Jesus, he will deliver you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God wants you pure. He wants you to be sincere. He wants you to know that he loves you. And he wants you to give your heart to him and let him take over your heart. Amen. Let him control your heart. That's another pure in heart. Amen. Hallelujah. For you shall see God. You got to be pure in heart. You got to be clean in heart. You got to be sincere in heart. And that way, you're going to see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. God wants you peacemaker. Anybody can cause confusion. Amen. Hallelujah. And cause hatred one through another. But can you be a peacemaker? If you're a peacemaker, you're going to be happy. You're going to be blessed. God's going to take care of you. Amen. And you're going to be called a child of God. Blessed are you which persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Yes, when you come to God, you're going to be persecuted. The world is going to come against you. The world is going to turn against you. But I want you to know you're going to be called a child of God. Blessed are you who persecuted for righteousness' sake. You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, but you're going to be entering into the kingdom of God. Blessed are you. Men revile you, persecute you, and just say, man, all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to hate you. They're going to persecute you when you're serving God because you're doing the right thing. And the enemy don't like it. The devil don't like it when you're serving God. The devil don't like it. Amen. When you're loving God. Amen. And when you give God your all in all. Amen. They're going to persecute you, say false things against you. But he said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Yes, they persecuted Jesus. Hallelujah. They ridiculed him. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know he stood for his Father. Hallelujah. He said, me and my Father are one. Amen. Hallelujah. And he lived the life that God wanted him to live. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can lift your head up. You can stand up. Amen. Hallelujah. And serve God. And the Bible said in 37:11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. God wants you to be meek. He wants you to be humble. Amen. So that you can have abundance of peace. Amen. And hallelujah. David said in the 25th verse, I have seen, hallelujah, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You might as well hold on. Lift your head up. Praise God, because God has a reward for you when you seek him. Praise God. I know that the enemy don't want you to be saved. He don't want you to seek God, but it's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to God. It's a time now where you can serve God. It's a time now where you can lift up your head. Hallelujah, and serve him. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Hallelujah, serve God with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. You ought to love God. You need to serve God. You need to give your life to God. I know today you got many distractions, and the devil will distract you all kind of way. But hallelujah, the Bible said, love the Lord, thy God, with all your heart. You got to love him. Amen. You got to serve him. Serve him with righteousness. Serve the Lord. It's time to serve God. It's time to give your life over to God. I know the enemy wants you to turn from God, but you got to stand still and see the salvation of God. Remember Moses. God delivered him, and God blessed him and called him out to lead his people out of the wilderness. hallelujah, out of sin into the wilderness. But they went out and they served God. Hallelujah. Amen. They rebelled. But amen. Hallelujah. Moses led them back to God. He made them call on God. He made them, amen, serve God. Doesn't matter what the enemy does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God was right there when they were going out to him. Hallelujah, leaving Egypt, going into the wilderness, and they had the Red Sea in front of them, and looked like nothing was going to work. And God said, Moses, stretch out your rod. I want you to know God is giving you something. Amen, hallelujah. He has placed something in your hand. The word of God is nigh thee. The Bible says, even in your mouth, you've got the word. And you got to speak what God say. Moses stretched out his rod and they walked through on dry land because the sea departed. He's the same God. He'll depart your sea and let you walk on dry land. Is anything too hard for God? He said, you should speak to the mountain and say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast in the midst of the sea. And if you don't doubt, how many of you to know today, you can't doubt God. You got to stand on his word and stand on his promises. God is not trying to hurt you. God is not trying to put you in trouble. He's not trying to cause you and to die and go to hell. For he said, I want you to have life and have it more abundant. But you got to obey God. I want you to know, many times we blame folks. We blame other people. Hallelujah. Like Adam did Eve when God spoke to him and said, you can touch anything and you can eat of anything in the garden, but the tree of life, don't you touch it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Adam, hallelujah, obeyed his wife. And hallelujah, eat of the fruit of the tree of life. Praise God, hallelujah. And he discovered that he was naked. When you do the wrong thing, you discover that something is wrong. I have abandoned God. Your eyes get open. But hallelujah, I want you to know that it's too late. You already done the wrong thing. Hallelujah, you already taken the wrong thing. And when God found him in the garden, he said, Adam, where are you? You hiding from me, but I know where you are. Hallelujah, glory to God. Adam began to say, it's that woman you gave me. She caused me to do the wrong thing. But God said, I gave you the covenant. I gave you the commandment. Hallelujah. I made you the one, and you should have obeyed me. Hallelujah. It's time to obey God. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you rebel against God, you should die in your sin, and your soul be lost. God put him out the garden. You will be put out the garden if you're not willing to obey. Hallelujah. Don't harden your heart. Don't stiffen your neck, but obey God, because God will deliver you. God will bring you out. Is anything too hard for God? I want you to know, nothing is too hard for God. God can deliver you. He can deliver your mind. I know many of you out there have mental disease. You're suffering from that mental disease. But God can deliver you if you turn to him. Get off that Facebook. Get off of that YouTube. Hallelujah. Get off of those apps and all of that mess. And get in your word. Because the word of God is life. And you can have life. Jesus said, I come that you may have life. and have it more abundantly. But you gotta obey me. You can blame your sister. You can blame your mama. You can blame your daddy. You can blame the pastor. Pastor didn't give me the word like I should have gotten it. She didn't correct me. He didn't tell me what I need to know. Well, you got the word, and the word of God is right. And you need to open your Bible and read it for yourself. Hallelujah. Read it. Study the word so that you can show yourself approved under God. You got to study the word. You got to get in the word and see what the word say, and you be responsible. Hallelujah. You take the responsibility of doing the right thing. Blessed are you when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. God wants to fill you. God wants to fill your life. He want to take over. The devil is real. Come to destroy. He come to kill. He was in heaven. One of the grandest angels in heaven. Glory to God. Had a great anointing on his life. But he got full of pride. Don't you get full of pride. Hallelujah. Don't you set yourself up saying, I will be like the Most High God. I'll take over heaven. Hallelujah, glory to God. And God had to kick him out, hallelujah, of heaven. And a third of the angels went along with him. Hallelujah, people want you to follow them. They want to lead you down the wrong path. And that's what the devil did. But God kicked him out of heaven. Hallelujah, you got to learn. You must obey God. You cannot be higher than God. You are not greater than God. Yeah, but I'm the president. Yeah, but I'm the pastor. Yeah, but I'm the apostle. I don't care who you are. You're not greater than God. God is all power in his hand. He is great. He can take down and he can set up. And don't you want God to set you up in the right place, to set you up in the right position, and you can stand? But if you rebel and refuse to obey God, and you stiffen your neck in your heart, the Bible said you will be destroyed without remedy. But I'm so glad today we got a loving God, a God that sees, a God that knows, a God that cares. The Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish. You don't have to perish. You don't have to die in your sin, but you can have everlasting life. God has given you, he has prepared everlasting life for you, and all you got to do is receive it. Hallelujah. You've got to believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And don't doubt. And if you believe, God will save your soul. You need to be saved. You need to be set free. Don't listen to the world. Don't listen to the devil. I know he's talking to you, trying to make you think that people don't love you, trying to make you think that God don't love you, trying to make you think that Jesus didn't give his life for you. The devil is a liar. Jesus gave his life so that you may be free. Hallelujah. She shall bring forth the son. That's what the Bible say. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. God has given you a chance to be delivered. God has given you a chance to be set free. Why don't you come on and give your life to Jesus? Why don't you come on and forsake your ways and forsake your thoughts and come on to Jesus. Come now while you got a chance, while the blood is running warm in your vein. Yes, the devil is talking to you, telling you there is no hope, but I want you to know there is hope. Long as you got life on the inside of you, there is still hope. God wants to deliver you. He wants to bring you out. He wants to give you a new life. He wants to give you a new beginning. Behold, I will do a new thing, and it will spring forth. Don't you want it? Don't you want God to spring forth in your life? Don't you want the Spirit of God dwelling in you? Don't you want the Spirit of God to live in you? There is a better way. There is a better life. Jesus is the answer. Drugs is not the answer. Weed is not the answer. Alcohol is not the answer. Fornication is not the answer. Adultery is not the answer. But Jesus is the answer to your problem. Jesus is the answer to your situation. Why don't you come to him now? Whosoever call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. There is power in the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I want to pray for you today. I want you to ask Jesus to come into your life. I want you to be delivered. Oh, you've tried so many things. Many of you tried so many things, and that's not helping you. Alcohol, you can drink it all you want. That is not your answer. Jesus is the answer. Oh, yeah, I got my weed. Yeah, that's not the answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've been taking, hallelujah, my drugs. That's not the answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is your answer. Why don't you come to him today? Say, Lord, I love you and I need you. I want you to come into my life. I want you to help me. You can help me. I know you can help me. I've tried many other things and it did not help me. God, I know you can help me. All my help come from you. Forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression. I believe you're the Son of God. You died for my sins and rose that I may have life. And I receive you into my life. I receive you into my heart right now. Satan, I denounce you. You have no power. You have no right over me. I demand that you get out of my life. Hallelujah. And I accept Jesus in my life. And begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Find you a church where you can continue to serve God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't just try to listen on the radio. Get in a church. Hallelujah. Bible say, fail not to assemble yourself together. Get with some believers. Get with some people that believe God. Hallelujah. And that's standing on the word of God. And God will bless you. God will deliver you. You that are sick in your body, lay your hands on your body now. I bind every sickness and every disease and every infirmity. I curse it now. Devil, you're a liar. You've given the people sickness long enough. But Jesus said, by my stripes you were healed. It's already done. It's been done. So when the devil come, hallelujah, come to you with that sickness, that Arthur, tell Arthur you must go. You cannot stay in this body. Tell that sickness and disease you don't belong here. I'm going to obey God. I'm serving God. You will not stay in this body. Yes, you will come because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God's going to deliver me. I'm coming out of this. Amen. Hallelujah. My body is the temple of God, and I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm walking in healing. Devil, you're a liar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm healed. I will walk. I will praise God. I will thank God. Hallelujah. Blood pressure, you must go down. Eyes, you must open and see. Ears, you must open and hear. Foot, you got to walk. Hallelujah, kidney. Hallelujah, I bind you up now. Hallelujah, glory to God in the name of Jesus. My kidney will work right. My heart will work right. My body will work right in the name of Jesus, and begin to praise God. Devil don't like praises. He don't like it when you glorify God. He don't like it, hallelujah, when you worship God. Hallelujah, and you call on his name. Call on his name. Begin to give him praise. Begin to give him thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And then I want you to rise up and meet me at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. I'll be there tonight, amen, teaching the leaders how to be leaders, how to stand firm on the word of God, how to have faith in God and lean on God. Hallelujah. And how to be a good and effective leader. Amen. In Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus taught his disciples. He taught them how to pray. He taught them how to believe God. He taught them how to resist the devil, and he would flee from him. He taught them how to stand on the word of God and how to believe God. I'm going to teach you how to believe God. I'm going to train you, hallelujah, glory to God, how to trust God and how to believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I've been a leader now for over 50-something years. So now I know what I'm talking about. I've helped many churches. I've helped many men and women of God. Amen. Deign them. Hallelujah. Help them set up their churches and their ministry. I can do it. God has authorized me to do it. I am an apostle. I know they don't like it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they say you're a woman. Well, hallelujah. God is not restrained to male or female. God will raise up whoever is qualified. And I know they say, well, Jesus didn't have no disciples. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he got some now. He didn't have no apostle. Well, he got one now. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid to stand up against the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he has no power over me. He has no right over me. I'm a child of God. I've been anointed by God. I've been called and ordained by God. Amen. Then on Friday night, Minister Solomon Hayward is going to be preaching Friday night, 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Amen. Talking about faith. Praise God. You got to have faith in God. Without faith, you cannot please God. So you got to have faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Come to him as you are. And hallelujah. When you trust God, when you lean on him, when you rely on him, he'll bring you out. He'll never leave you. Neither will he forsake you. And then meet me Sunday. Hallelujah. 11:30 p.m. Meet me Sunday. Yes, and 10 o'clock. Amen. Sister Letitia will be in Bible study with the children. Bring them out so they can hear the word of God. And then 11:30. Amen. We're going to start our Sunday service, morning service. You don't want to miss it. Come and receive this word of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are just, and the just shall live by faith. Meet me. Amen. Hallelujah. 11:30. Then adults, you're going to be there. You want to, hallelujah, sing Christmas song, sing Christmas carol, read the word of God, say amen. Hallelujah. A recitation. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. And participate. Come on and be blessed. We're going to have a high time in God Sunday. Amen. Because God is going to meet us there. 11:30. Come on out and be blessed. Come on out. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Go tell it on the mountain. You go over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. You got to go tell it on the mountain. You go over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Meet me at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Come on. And let God bless you. God bless you. I love you. And I will be praying for you. God is with you.
so I keep it on the side.